Good evening, Moira Veraboisai. Which letter does not appear at all in benching? And the tzaddik?
Something like that.
Something like that. Which letter does not appear in benching?
B.
B, good, that's the correct answer. B. Why did you say B and not A? Yeah. What? Is it end of tzaddik you said? Ellie, which letter? You can go through the alphabet. Naphtali, Yisrael, Akoyin. Samach.
End of
Fe. End of Fe. Says Ellie, end of Fe. Zog de Beheitev, this is one of the riddles. If you any quiz, it's that question that always will come up in a Yediyah Klalis quiz. Any Yediyah Klalis contest has that question. I don't know. It's a Beheitev here on this page. It's one of the Yediyah Klalis questions that it just always inevitably is going to show up in one of the questions. Motzosi, on the second line of the Beheitev. In Sefkotn Aleph, we're up to page Tzadik. In the Beheitev Sefkotn Aleph in the second line. Motzosi, I have found. Lomo ein endefe. Why is there no endefe? Bebirkes Amozen, in benching. Have you got a right place? It's in the Beheitev. It's not Mishneh Berurah. It's a Beheitev. In our editions, it's over here. Kuf Pei Hei. Kuf Pei Hei. In page study, that's probably a different page in your editions. Have you got a beginning of Kuf Pei Hei? Okay, so there's a Beheitev on the top column, which is Sifkotn Aleph. It starts with Bisfosov. Okay, so I'm skipping the first two lines, and then it says, Motzosi I found, Lama Ein Fei and the Fei, per Birkes Amozen benching. Lefi, because, Shekol mi shebech Birkes Amozen bekavona. Whoever benches Birkes Amozen with great kavona, Ein Shoilet boy, he will not have, Loi Af, no anger, Loi Ketzef, Vechulu, no anger, the Bershon will be upset with him, Bershon will be angry with him, he'll be just full of positive things. And his panose, his food, metzuin loy, will be found by him, berevach, generously, of a chovet, with dignity, kol yom of all his days. Sefachinach, ateres kenim. Vamedaktik, then he continues, and somebody's careful, he's all over, dafke to echasef, of loy, ba'ape, as we learned yesterday, Mishnah Berurah also says, that a person should bench from a bench, and not by heart. So this is the Beheitev, that says that there's no NFA in Birkes Amozen. Please feel free to check. I tried once to check, but I didn't manage to go through the whole benching. But so apparently there's no NFA in Birkes Amozen. It's a good one. So you heard it on a quiz, or where did you? Was a random guess? Because Edith said the NFA. Very good. Well done. So there's no NFA in benching because NFA is Ketzef Be'af. And it's referring, it's implying negative words. It's true that in other places we find that Nun is a negative letter. But here with regards to benching, Ketzef and Af is all negative implications, anger and upset, the emotion being upset with us. And that, therefore, the NFA does not appear in benching at all. So if you find it difficult to find a topic in conversation with somebody, so you can always pull that card out. Do you know which topic in benching? You know, by Simcha sometimes you can't find you sit next to somebody, you know what to talk about. You've gone through the weather. You've gone through so you've gone to general topics. So next question can be, what's the end? What's the letter? It doesn't appear in benching. Yeah, it is. In Lashon HaKodesh, end letters are different letters. Yeah, it is. They're different letters. They are.
And so, but why that go, when you see Birkes Amozen, not that say Birkes Amozen by heart, of course, but what about when you say Al-Michi,
better to avoid. I remember I ate, when I was in Yerushalayim, when I was a bocha in Yerushalayim, I ate numerous times by various gdolim, and I remember clearly that I ate a number of times by Hatzadik, Arye Finkel, Zecher Tzadik, because Shvacha, one of those shivas in Mir Yeshiva, he was just nifta recently. How long ago was he nifta? Arye Finkel? That was recently. He was one of the shivas. Pardon? Literally, I mean, it was within the last few. I mean, I'm losing sometimes track of time, but it was, I don't know what was the after, but I think a few months ago. And I ate by him sudas regularly. A few times I ate by him. And I remember that when he benched, that's something that struck me. When he benched, he literally benched with a performer bencher. And I remember that it appeared as if he's finding it difficult to read. He was so slow and so articulate. He was really literally benching as if it's the first time he's benching and he's finding it difficult to read. He was so slow and so bekavona that he was mamash as if it's the first time he's reading it and he's challenged, his reading is challenged. So he made a roshim on me because that's certainly what it means. That's what the poets came in over here, that monshudavn bekavona, monshud bench bekavona. And as I mentioned yesterday, that's one of the Nosson Svi says one of the three things that somebody should take on as he goes to work. But let's carry on with Siv Beis. Siv Beis in Siman Kuf Pei Hei. Tzoich she'ashmi'a le'oznov. A person should say loud enough that he can hear it. He should be verbalizing the words. Ma'ashe mo'itzi b'sfosov, what he's actually uttering from his lips. It needs to be verbalized. Benching needs to be verbalized. Ve'im lo yishmi'a le'oznov, if he did not say it loud enough to hear it, his yotzo is still yotze ubilvad. The condition, however, is she yotze bisfosa, that it should come out of his lips. So ideally, you should be hearing what you're saying. Singing loud, nice, ideally. If you said it in a way that it can't hear it, but you actually physically verbalized it, and you didn't hear it, but you actually physically said it, yeah, yoitzah as well. But less than that, you're not yoitzah. So you don't actually need to hear it, but you need to verbalize it. Yeah, emotionally makes sense? So Mishnah says, b'sfosam siv cotton base. Avalim hirer b'libo lo yotzah. But if you just thought, you went through the thought process, that's not good enough either. V'imach maschoy lio yoynes acher berch berkes amozen b'libo yotzah. If a person, because of an illness, or because of another oynes, he only was able to do it in his heart, yotzah is b'dieved. I'm not quite sure what this Morgan Avo means exactly. So we just said, pardon? Maybe that's what it means. Could be. Yeah. So ideally, yeah. So if a person cannot bench at all, then it's good enough. If a person really can't bench, then it's good enough to think about it. But it's obviously, if a person is able to say it, you're not yotzah that way. Yeah.
Maybe
that's true. The Mishnah Berurah does mention something of those lines, that at least you have done something, you get schar for the attempt. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah does mention something. And we are ready for Siv Gimel. Yesh Mishaoim at a Balabais. Some say that a Balabais in Bonov with his sons, Veishta and his wife. He must bench loud. In order because he should be yotze with his bracha. So Shulchan Aruch says, when you bench with your family, you need to bench loud that they should be yotze with your bracha. Mishnah Berurah says it's not always. I mean, there's two levels in that. Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Gimel says as follows: Bekoil Rom with a loud voice. Hainu, meaning, she'einon bekiim be'atzmom levorich. We are talking about over here, if they are not bekiim, they are unable to bench themselves. If they are unable to bench themselves, you've got a wife or children, they can't bench themselves, then what you're meant to do is you're meant to bench loud, and they're going to be yotze through you. Levorich v'hem yotzim b'shmiyosim enu, based on the concept of shemea ka'oine. So if you're talking about wives and children who cannot actually say benching themselves, say loud, and they'll be yotze. Shamea koine. So that's really what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. However, v'yeshekosvu, and some say, the toivle oyla nevorech bekoilom. It's not only in such a case you should bench loud. Some say, even if they would understand and would be able to be shamea, even if they would be able to bench themselves, nevertheless, it's still good and to bench loud. Kiakoil ma'ori kavona. If you bench loud, you're going to bench with kavona. If you say it loud, you're going to bench with kavona. We all know it's no rocket science. If you bench properly, if you bench loud, you're going to have greater kavona. It's no rocket science. That's the way Moshe created us. If we physically verbalize things, we're going to have greater kavona. Ubifrat, especially if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, lo yishkach al yedei zeh, le'askim ein ha'me'oro, and then it's you're less likely to forget retzei, yalev yovoi, and appropriate additions to benching. So Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is yotz through your benching, for sure you need to say it loud because shemei ka'oinem. But even if nobody's yotz through benching, it's still better to bench loud because of kavona A and B, because you're less likely to forget yalev yovoi and retzei. Why can't they bench together? Different speeds, different ages?
Different ages, they enjoy fighting with each other. But, they one benches loud, the other one can't bench, etc. I know that's just my kids. But in summer, it's not always the case. That
yes, I suppose then it's better to, I suppose in such a case, it would be better to quiet it then, yeah? Or to give turns, yeah? Okay. Siv Dalet. Okay, now, next to Seif is about a shikha. Shikha, anybody gets drunk on Purim?
Yeah.
Bit, little bit. Sometimes. So what about benching? Purim, benching. Purim, benching. But you bench on Purim? Don't bench. Shikha? Bench. Amen. Shulchan Aruch Seif Dalet. Afilu nishtake kol kach. Even if you're so drunk, even if you're not able to talk anymore because of you've drunk the just a little bit too much, that you won't be able to get away with driving that level anymore. You can't talk anymore properly. You can't talk anymore properly. Nevertheless, yochel levoch be'ek, because you're still out to bench.
We said before you couldn't.
Oh. Very good. You're right. Yeah. So the truth is, we're going to see shortly these two levels in that. We're going to hang on for a minute, please. You're right. We hang on for 1 minute. The Mishtabuin Sivkotten Dalet reveals the following addition. Sivkotten Dalet, Yochel Levorich Pekes Amosen, Dixiv. V'yochalta, and you've eaten, v'savota, satisfied, v'rachta, and you've benched. V'afilo medumdom, and it seems that v'rachta implies that even if you're not completely with the full, how should we say it, politically correct, you're not fully, how should we say it? Pardon? If you're completely sober, you're not completely... Medumno means that you're slightly off... Feeling a bit tipsy, yeah. Then, still, you won't be able to talk properly, but you can still bench. Uverachto even implies, whatever happens, whatever situation you're in, you can still bench. Perish. She'enu chalada bekoroi. You can't talk cohesively and properly. Humisavoto kedaik, ladies. The duke is from Savoto, you're satisfied. She'motzi kama po'omim. It's very light. It happens occasionally. She'acha svia. That normally, again, I mean, nowadays we've got plenty of alternatives to the wine. But in previous generation, the two beverages were water and wine. So if you can have a nice gesunte meal, and you have a proper suda, a proper meal, and you're fed up of water, you're going to have, if you want to have a proper drink, it's going to be wine. So therefore, by definition, says the Mishnah Berurah, when it says, v'chalto, v'savoto, v'erachto, if you had a proper meal that ve'ochalto you ate, ve'savoto you are satisfied, it's likely that you're a little bit, how should we say, a little bit jolly, a little bit happy. So it implies that by definition the pasuk seems to be saying, because it's inevitable if you drank a considerable amount of wine during the meal, it's inevitable that you're a little bit tipsy, a little bit happy, and nevertheless the pasuk says ve'rachto you should bench. Obligates him to drink. It's not the whole truth. We're going to see soon what Sifei teaches us. But Binyamin wants to ask something. Yeah, at that point you're still mechuyev. Absolutely. So Chanoch Sifei tells us, if you benched, and there was human waste in front of him, connect or opposite him, oi, alternatively, shoyo shikha, he was drunk, perish legamre, completely, totally drunk, not tipsy, drunk, big time. Like the fellow that I saw when I was in yeshiva, that was lying flat on the street, drunk, and couldn't, it was literally on the, where the roads were, on the road where cars were, he just couldn't get out of, that kind of, who the person that I remember seeing in Azabacha was fell asleep on top of a car. This is true. A fellow that fell asleep on top of a car, like on the roof of the car, and he couldn't move him from there. He fell asleep on the. So that's the kind of we're talking about. A shikha legamre, completely shikha. So then, if he was still able to somehow say the benching, nistapka toisus v'arosh, the toisus and the rosh, they are in doubt. Him tzorich lachsa v'levorich, if you need to go over and bench again, mishum. And with regards to meraglaim, urine, pshita, it's poshut she'en nechoyz levorich, you don't have to go back and mention. So this Ivei tells us 2 points. Point number one, if there was tzoya kenek doi, if there was tzoya in front of him, there's alochet, as we know, v'oya mechanecha kodosh, who learn with regards to tzfila, that if there is tzoya in front of him, say that you benched and there was an open nappy, and you didn't realize, or there was any other tzoya in front of you, there's a machloek is showing him as to whether you should bench again once you've noticed it. You benched in such a state. Do you have to bench again, yes or no? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's the machlokes, and the Rosh and it says that potentially you would have to bench again, but Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass. And similarly with regards to a shikha, if it's shikha legamre, not tipsy as we mentioned earlier, a tipsy person who is slightly dizzy and is slightly happy, he will need to bench, no doubt about it. You be happy, v'ochalto v'savoto v'rachto, you need to bench. However, it's only if it's a certain level of alcohol intake. Once you're past that and you're really shikoy legamre, that you don't know between haman and motcha, and you don't know right and left, and you're really drunk, then you're not allowed to bench, but in fact, if you did bench, you're probably not yotze from it, because you can't bench like that. So yeah, and the Shulchan Aruch then says that mishum reglayim, with regards to urine, if there was urine around, not soya, but urine, there was reglayim around, then it's partial that if you did bench in such a state, you realize there was a bit of reglayim around. But yeah, but you're not meant to bench like that. But if you did, but yeah, but you're still yotz. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav, top line, perish legamri haynu shenishtake kol kach. He was so drunk achi einu yochel ledabef na'melech. Definition of properly drunk is you cannot talk cohesively in front of a king. Venistapku, and there's a suffix im tzorich lachsoy v'levoich kshiyafugyenoi. Do you need to bench again? Yes or no? V'adayin lo nisakel amozen, and we're talking about a case that the food has not been digested, because certainly if the food has been digested already, then obviously there's no room to benching anymore. Can't bench anymore, but let's say you sobered up a little bit and you are still completely full from it, then there would be a chlokes as to whether you bench or not. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that lechatchila should certainly try to avoid that, but if this did happen, you should take a bench indeed. Okay, so this is the aloch in sif in this sif over here. Simon kuf pei vav. Noshim vektanim chayovim bebirkas hamazon. The aloch has to either noshim, women, vektanim, children, chayovim bebirkas hamazon, are obligated in bebirkas hamazon. Are they not? Noshim achayiv bebirkas hamazon? Women are obligated? What about ktanim, children? Children are obligated bebirkas hamazon? Yeah? Pardon? Drabonon. Why drabonon? Chinuch. See, that is that. You say only al chinuch. Al chinuch. Yeah? Children are chayiv bebirkas hamazon? Okay, chinuch. Yeah? Good. So, says Shulchan Aruch, fascinating, you saw it, and I think it's unknown. I think it's quite... Noshim chayoves bebirkas hamazon. Women are obligated in bebirkas hamazon. Ve'sofeku, and there is a sofek, imen chayoves mederaisa. It's a sofek as to whether it's mederaisa. Why is it a sofek, it's mederaisa or not? Oh, inheritance of land. Very interesting that you're saying that. Very interesting. Any other opinions? So, Mishnah Berurah says, even Chavos with Eisa. Oh, you're very good. You're right. We'll get to that in a second. Mishnah Berurah before that says the following. There's a machlok as to women is Chayv with Eisa. Why? What's the doubt? Doubt is... Oh, so that's very interesting. You're right. Mishnah Berurah says, if gotten aleph, lefi shemitzvah she, lefi, because shemitzvah say, it's a positive commandment, shaloy azman gomer, which it's not time bound. So, Okay, so as far as that is concerned, it's not time bound. It's not time bound. Yeah, and therefore they're obligated as far as that is concerned. No, the fact that they're chayev is because there's no reason why to exclude it at this point, because it's, you just say that it's chayev b'derech because mitzvah is shelo hazman kom. You say it's time bound or not time bound?
It is not time bound,
so that's why there should be chayev. Shaloy Azman Gomer. Yeah, what are you saying?
It's kind of time bound.
Why?
Because what you eat, that's
so that is not considered. I know what you mean.
But then you've got a limited time after which you lose the
mitzvah. Yeah, but that's. So time bound mitzvah, definition of time bound mitzvah, although it's a machlok as we're showing him. But for sure, if it's this is not intrinsically time bound. It's not time bound. It's when you've eaten, you need to ensure that lo nisak el amozn shememay off the bench. But it's not intrinsically time bound. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Time. That's right. That's a good nusach. Time didn't cause the mitzvah. That's right. Yeah. It's a very good nusach. Sifkot and beis says the Mishneh Berurah elo medrabonon. So why would it be medrabonon? We're saying that it's not time bound. And I'm saying it's a positive mitzvah. So why should it be midrabonon? Says the Mishneh Berurah elam midrabonon. Midiksev al aretz atoyv. That's what you're saying, Mr. Berlin. Midiksev al aretz atoyv. The pasuk says al aretz, on the land atoyv, the good land. For noshim and women ain loim chelik ba'aretz, and women do not have part of the portion of the land mitzat atzmon intrinsically. Im loy bevas yireshes, unless there's an exceptional circumstance that a woman does inherit. And we all know from a Slav Chodol episode, but really, women don't have Yerushas Ha'oretz. Masha Enken, Kohenim Leviim is different. Af al pi she'enuim chelik mikol, although they don't have a portion, really, mikol makmales, yesh loim orei migrosh, they have orei migrosh. So the first reason why women are potter from benching would be because, Midraisa, is because there is no Ha'oretz Ha'toivu, benching is intrinsically linked and connected to the land. Women don't have portion of the land. So, no benching. Al eretz, al oretz, a toiva. And they don't have portion of the land. Yeah.
The big point I have on that the mitzvah of achot v'zvot v'rachta is midah araisa, but the nusach is midah rabbanan.
Yeah, but the mekayim for the mitzvah is al eretz, a toiva.
That's not what the pasuk says. It just says you wait. That's the makor for the mitzvah. Because you ate and you are satisfied, therefore you have to bench. It doesn't know anything about land. Now, you can maybe derive things, but... And then, okay, so one of the brachas, which is about the land, maybe you can say it's midah rabbanan, but the other two brachas should certainly be midah raisa. So there isn't really a good reason why at least two of the three brachas wouldn't be midah raisa.
That's a good point.
Since when are we so makbid on the Lashon? We say with Sivan, or the Lashon say with Sivan,
Yeah, so that's a good question. Why they can actually say on time bound mitzvahs, why can they say vitzivonu? Yeah, so Tosfos, I think, is it the Tosfos or Achroinim would say, what's the Tosfos they would say? Yeah, as Asfadim taka don't, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says not, but the Ramo says vitzivonu because if they, I think, why did they have to say vitzivonu? Mishneh Berurah elsewhere explains, because they are allowed to say vitzivonu because, lemaise, it is a mitzvah. It's true. What's Mishneh Berurah explain? Why is he vetzivon? Why are women allowed to say vetzivon? Why allowed to make a brocha on time about mitzvahs? Yeah, I think that's the pshat. Yeah, maybe that's pshat. That it is a mitzvah, lemaisa, and they've taken it. She's doing that mitzvah, so although she hasn't been obligated, but it's ultimately a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. That's pshat, but I'm not convinced anymore. But it's something on those lines. Why can I say the nutzach? Yeah, but yeah.
Say certain things based on the fact that they don't benefit. Yeah. So other people can use the light to help them. So they are able to include themselves in the benefit of.
Yeah.
So women who, whether they inherit it or they don't inherit it, nonetheless, it's still part of Klal Yisrael, it's still part of the Am. So why is there any hakpada that you have to be a Bar Yerusha before you're allowed to make a bracha on the land? If you're a Yid, then you're a Yid. And if you're living in the land, you're living in the land. You're still eating the food from the land.
I haven't got an answer to your very interesting question. I haven't got an answer. It's a good question. It's a really good question. The second point in Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Meis, says V'yesh Oymim Mishum Shelo Nitan Lohem Bris V'Toyra. Again, the pasuk says that Bris and Torah, Bris, the covenant, and the Torah is mentioned, and therefore it's implied that benching only is for the ones who have Bris and Torah. Noshim don't have Bris, don't have Torah. Therefore, the obligation is only with Rabbanon for women, not with the Reise. So we've got a machlokes as to whether benching is for women to Reise or to Rabbanon only. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Sofek imem chayovas mit reise. It's a sofek as to whether the reise or the rabbonon. Okay, we'll speak. We'll continue this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. So we cover tonight the following halachas. First of all, we learned which letter does not appear in the benching, which, as Eli said, is the end of a, because the af and ketzef are negative words and they won't apply. We don't want that in benching. We also learned that you can bench with, we reminded ourselves that benching should be done from a sefer. I mentioned about Finkel Zichroni Livracha. We learned that a person should bench loud. If people are yotzei for you, for sure you need to bench loud. And even if they're not yotzei for you, it's ma'oire kavon, as the Mishneh Berurah says, and you're unlikely to forget. Yalev Yovan Retzei, if you bench loud. If a person is drunk, it makes a difference how drunk he is. If he's just a little bit tipsy, a little bit happy, still man a bench. You are happy from a good geschmack meal. You had a bit of wine, gesundheit, you can bench, no problem. If it's beyond that and you don't know what's flying anymore, you couldn't talk in front of a king, then you shouldn't bench. And in fact, if you did bench, it's a suffix as to whether you should bench again after that. If you've got soya near you, suffix as to whether you're to the benching or not. Mireglaim, however, you don't bench again. We learned that women are obligated to bench. There is, however, machlokes as to whether women are obligated to the reise or the rabbanon. And having said all that, I wish you a good supper.